Tom, let me just ask one thing. If people are listening across the country to what you're saying, and what is a practical thing you could say to the average housewife or man that's maybe riding home from work or whatever to actually do something over this next week to accomplish what we've been talking about today?
All right. Hey, if you ever come in touch with a Muslim, let's say you're in a taxi, you're in a gas station, whatever and stuff, ask a Muslim this. I'm not trying to be funny, but I heard from a guy who's, studied Islam, and I thought this was interesting. And I was wondering if you had an answer. In the Quran, 14 times the word holy is used. Every time it's referring to God, an attribute of God, because, that's God, holy. But it's also referred to one human, one person, Jesus in chapter 11. Jesus is called holy in the Quran. Why? And that really is a puzzlement for a Muslim. Now, he's going to tell you, I don't know, you need to talk to an imam. But you've planted a seed of question, doubt, thought, whatever. And with Muslims, if you build a friendship with them, I've never known a Muslim to get saved who didn't yet have a friendship with a Christian. That's an important part.
Relationship.
And but when you build that relationship, you can say, have you ever let a Christian open the Bible and explain it to you? Would you let me do that? I'm not going to tell you I'm right and you're wrong. But I believe if we pray to the God of Abraham, that is, we read God's word and take him to the Gospel of John. And John is so good because it addresses the point that they've been told. Jesus never said that he was God. Well, very clearly, Jesus is communicating that he's God. Five times he was accused of blasphemy because he was saying he's God.
Right.
And they wanted to kill him for it because they thought it was blasphemous.
You've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And so John is a great place to go because that's dealt with a lot, the deity of Christ. And when Muslims see that, and just let God's word speak and just answer their questions, and you say, I'm right and you're wrong and stuff there. I mean, we can deal with that all day long about how they're wrong, but bring them to the truth.
Bring them to the truth. Give them the word of God, because God's word does not return unto him void, does it?
Amen.
We believe that.